The midday sun is beating down on a rural estate near Genoa. It's a humid day with temperatures in the 80s. Even though putting on extra layers of clothing doesn't sound too appealing, Carolyn Hewden doesn't seem to mind.
Slip this over your head and then zip up the front.
Both of us are now sporting tan jackets that feature the famous-looking veil designed to protect the human head from a swarm of bees. Now that we're ready, Hewden leads me to the 35 hives she and her partner Frank Rice have in a field outside their home. She lifts the top off one of them to see how things are coming along. Hewden says this is one of the weaker hives, but she likes what she sees.
There's a lot of eggs. This tells me that the queen is doing her job. And eventually they'll grow to full potential.
Hewden and Rice are among the more than 2,500 registered beekeepers in Illinois. In a newly released report, state officials say that number has increased every year since 2002. They credit some of that to heightened awareness of colony collapse disorder, which has wiped out scores of bee colonies in the U.S. Agriculture officials say when you exclude the impact from the recent winter, Illinois' bee population hasn't suffered some of the heavy losses seen in other states. But they say it's still good to have all of this renewed interest. Pollination from these insects is important for fruit and vegetable crops, especially Illinois' pumpkin supply, which is the largest in the country. And as these new beekeepers hit the scene, people like Hewden welcome them with open arms. But they suggest going into observation mode first.
When you see it, it sounds like a great idea until you get all the way into it and then you say, why did I do this?
Hewden says while the work is seasonal, there is some heavy lifting in hot weather. You have to be patient and willing to spend a few extra bucks. That's because initially, beekeeping isn't exactly cheap. There's the cost of all the equipment, not to mention the bees you have to purchase. When you add it all up, some experts say the average initial investment can run between $500 and $1,000. Oh, and there's the ability to withstand the occasional sting and other frustrations.
The honey will spill all over you no matter what you do. You will get it on you, all over you, and everything sticks together.
And some research is required, including how to care for your bees during the winter and whether your community has restrictions on keeping hives. At a recent meeting of the Fox Valley Beekeepers Association, newcomer Shantasy Johnston of Batavia reflected on some of her growing pains.
I did it my first year without taking any classes and just kind of researching stuff on my own, and it didn't work out. I lost my first hive.
Undeterred by the false start, Johnston took a beginner's class. Did it pay off?
So far, it's been a good year. We'll see what happens if I get any honey.
So why do experienced beekeepers preach a heavy dose of education before getting started? Longtime instructor Chuck Lawrence says they want people to remain passionate about what they're doing, not just give up after a few early obstacles.
The challenge is that, you know, well, how long will this last and how long will they keep it up? Because sometimes these people get a few stings and they're out of the business.
Lauren says they want to keep enough people interested before the novelty wears off again, and they don't want valuable resources taken away from people who are willing to stick it out. At the same time, these pros don't want to scare anyone off because they say there are so many good things that come from taking up beekeeping as a hobby. They say you will later recoup a lot of the money spent up front by selling the honey you start to collect over time. There's the positive impact on agriculture, and there's the ultimate reward of feeding the curious mind by learning so much about what these insects are able to do. I'm Mike Moen.